on 666 AM, digital radio, and the ABC Radio app. You're with Dan Borscher on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, you've probably heard quite a bit about housing affordability lately. It's back on the news agenda today after new figures on real estate prices revealed first home buyers have been locked out of all Canberra suburbs. Apartments are now the only options at the lower end of the market to get a home. But what does this mean for people at the bottom of the housing market trying to secure rentals or affordable housing, the most vulnerable within our community? The ACT Council of Social Services has placed housing at the centre of their ACT budget submission. Susan Hellyer is here to explain their call for a whole-of-government approach to housing. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Firstly, what's the state of play when it comes to those feeling the housing squeeze in the ACT?
Well, we know the housing squeeze is being felt by more and more people. So for people who are trying to get into the market and are competing with a distorted market because they're competing in a distorted market because of tax concessions. So people trying to own their own home are in a worse position than people trying to buy a house to add to their property portfolio, which then cascades down. So then those people are in the rental market and able to offer higher rents than, you know, so you hear about rental auctions where people offer higher rent than the landlord initially is looking for to try and secure a home, which then means that there's more demand in the community housing and the public housing environment because those people are unable to access even the rental market.
How many people is this affecting in Canberra? Have you got a sense of this?
We know from research that was done a few years ago that we think there's about 28,000 people that are experiencing significant financial stress, 28,000 households in the ACT that experience significant financial stress. So that's the group that are in major trouble. Beyond that, it can be up to 40,000 households that are in that are vulnerable to either losing their housing or having to cut back on other basic costs just to keep a roof over their head.
These are enormous numbers.
They are, and I think it's part of what we've been arguing in the ACT budget context, but also more broadly in our advocacy is. We think Canberra's this well off, and every now and then we have a federal politician who slags off at Canberra about us being
entitled.
Privileged and entitled. But actually there's a growing inequality in our city, and the unaffordable housing is at the absolute base of that growing inequality.
What do we need to do to stem and address that growing inequality?
We think there's three things in terms of housing. Is we need an affordable housing strategy that has a investment and commitment to action across all government directorates. It's not just the housing directorate that is responsible for fixing affordable housing.
And the sense of that is that this doesn't affect you just when you're at home trying to support your family. It's when you're in your job.
Yeah, and it affects your health status. Yeah. It affects your capacity to work, to for your kids to stay in education. So there's a whole lot of things
now, just on that one, this is the $100 million investment that you're calling for?
Yeah, so we've asked for both a strategy and an investment fund. And certainly in the parliamentary agreement, there was an agreement to a strategy and there was an agreement to fund new approaches to housing and to grow and diversify not-for-profit community housing. So on Tuesday, we'll be looking for those commitments to be delivered.
And what expectation do you have, or what are you hearing from government to that end?
Well, look, we understand that they see the issue as much as we do. We know this government has a commitment to public housing that goes above and beyond what other governments do around the country. So we recognise that, but we think that this is still a growing problem in the ACT and we need more government commitments to be delivered. The other thing we need is to strengthen the homelessness services because we know more and more people are tipping into homelessness because of the pressures in the rental market, but also there's nowhere for them to come out. So, you know, safe shelters got large numbers of people coming to see them. If they get a place in a crisis housing service, where do they go once they're stabilised?
Yep.
You can't afford rent that's more than your income support payment every week.
And in terms of that, how much housing do we have in the ACT that's supported, that is for people who are on very low incomes, to help them to get into the housing market?
We have both the community housing that's run by community organisations that has some of them are rents related to your income in the same way that public housing is, and some of them are rents that are subsidised but not enough.
Yeah.
There is not enough, and that's why we called for a $100 million fund, because actually it's just about supply in some ways.
Yeah.
Not enough supply to meet demand. It's a pretty basic economic concept, and the market isn't stepping up, and we think that in the absence of the market being able to deliver, it's really important for the government to step in.
And you've also got a view on design and energy efficiency of homes and the way that transport also plays into that. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Absolutely. So we know that you can, even if you can afford your rent, if you're in a place that leaks heat and is really hard to keep cool during the summer, then that compromises your health as well. Mm. And it means that you've got these unmanageable bills in the wintertime for keeping the house heated. So it's not only that the rent is affordable, but the house is affordable to run is really important.
Once you're in there.
Yeah.
Now, parts of this housing affordability debate have been quite fractured, particularly in terms of where new builds will be for affordable housing. Has that had any impact on those who are doing it tough?
I think there's two things about that. Certainly, communities are entitled to have a view on what happens in their community and how development occurs. But they are not entitled to say, no public housing for us, no public housing for here. People on low incomes should be entitled to live anywhere. It's actually a foundation on which Canberra planning has been built, that we have diverse communities that welcome everybody and provide opportunities for everybody to enjoy the amenity of those communities.
And one of the risks of that debate is that the first one gets truncated into the second, that if there's not consultation from government and others about how it unfolds, then anyone who speaks out is labelled as not being interested in supporting housing affordability and those who are most vulnerable.
Absolutely. And we really want the government to split those two issues and to have a conversation with people about what's the suburban development that they're looking for and the kind of resources and amenities that they want to keep in their communities, and to split that from a conversation about who lives in which house.
Yeah, which is the real dangerous part there. Susan Hallier, look, thanks very much for coming in. Very keen to talk about this after the budget to see what does indeed come down. Appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
Susan Hallier there, the Director of ACT Council of Social Services, calling, well, for that agreement that was in Parliament to be enacted upon in the budget that will come out next week here in the ACT, and for more to be done in this arena of housing affordability, an issue, a Canberra matter that I'm keen to talk about over the coming weeks and months.